Finally today, let's talk solar panels. We've got them up on WGBH's roof here in Boston. They help keep the lights on in our studio. But in the Netherlands, they're experimenting with solar panels in an unusual setting, a bike path. That's right, a bike path made of solar panels opened today in a suburb of Amsterdam. And even though it's just 230 feet long, designers say that's enough to power three homes. Our BBC colleague Anna Holligan has been out on the solar path. I asked her what it's like.
It's incredible. It's the world's first ever public solar cycle path. I'm actually right now in the center of Amsterdam in Vondelpark. You might be able to hear some commuters cycling by. I'm standing just by the side of a cycle lane here. And there are actually more bikes than there are people in this country. It's famous for its cycling. So it's the right place to be testing this pioneering technology.
So you were out on it. How does it actually work?
But it's really interesting, the technology. And from a distance, you can't actually tell the difference. But then when you get up close, it looks almost like those really posh wine glasses that you find in cocktail bars. It's the path is made of crystalline silicon solar cells. It's then encased in concrete and covered with a translucent layer of glass. And it's treated so you don't slip off it. And when I was cycling on it, it felt perfectly comfortable. And you really can't tell the difference.
Now, just 230 feet was completed. When it's totally completed, this section will be 321 feet. Given the fact that the Netherlands has a lot of clouds and some rain and snow, isn't that going to affect the amount of solar energy that this stretch of path can generate?
Yes. And when I was cycling on it earlier today, it was raining, it's a cloudy sky. You just think, how is this actually going to work? I think it'd be far more effective in somewhere like many parts of the United States. They think that it can generate a sufficient amount to be effective and to make a difference. And we should talk about the cost as well, because that's always something that governments look at before implementing these kinds of schemes. And this one in the Netherlands has been mostly funded by the local council. And there is a real drive here to improve their environmental policy. It costs 3 million euros, so it's expensive. And it's only really if it can start to make a profit by, for example, in the future, they hope, powering electric vehicles, so electric bikes and electric cars. And
but for the time being, given how much more expensive it is, I mean, you're in a place like the Netherlands, they're just all over bikes, you know, it's just part of the culture.
But
transferring it to another country, I mean, it's the expense is significant, and even some renewable energy advocates feel like this is not a good experiment because the cost and because it's so compromised in the amount of sun that you can really collect. I mean, is that a concern at all there, or do they're just so wedded to the bike culture they're going to try this and go for it?
I think they're just going for anything, really, that even in the smallest way could improve the way that they use energy and how much they rely on other countries. There's been a really big debate here in the Netherlands recently about how much gas this country gets from Russia, and they want to become more self-sufficient. And the bigger these things get, it's all about the scale of productivity. And if these things keep expanding, then they become more cost-effective. But the fact that this can happen, when you speak to the scientists and developers, and earlier we had the economics minister here opening this whole scheme, and I think partly these things are designed to show what's possible, and then the questions, the really practical questions about cost and implementation, they come later.
The BBC's Anna Holligan, who's been out cycling this morning on the new solar-powered bike path in the Netherlands, and she's still out cycling. Thanks, Anna.
Thank you.
Want to know how a solar bike path works? Watch the video at PRI.org. That's all from us today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Carol Hills. Thanks for listening.